Chapter 5.
I fought in countless battles through the fourth night. Worse, I saw countless companions and friends become shade themselves, my parents included, whom I was forced to kill. Yes, I killed my parents with my own sword, though in truth it was the shade that killed them. The monsters I destroyed only had the faintest resemblance to my parents. Still, it didn't make the task any easier.
Dalen hadn't walked far from the farmstead before he heard footsteps. He turned to see Luciana's son running toward him. "Is something wrong?" Dalen asked.
"What? No," the large boy said. I'm coming with you."
"What?
Lights End, you're not? You don't own the road.
Boy, it's your bedtime. Go back to your mother."
"Who are you calling boy? You look younger than me."
"No, I don't, boy. Now piss off." The lad drew his sword on Dalen.
"You watch your tongue.
Put that away before you hurt yourself."
"You're disrespecting me and the hospitality my mother has shown you."
"No, letting you run away would be disrespecting your mother, you ungrateful little twat." Gaydon raised the leg facing Dalen, and he stomped it down in a dueling pose, the Frasian way to challenge.
"Oh, Light's End," Dalen said tiredly.
"Draw your sword. Fight me."
"No, that might ruffle my shirt."
"That's it,"
Gaydon screamed and lunged at Dalen. A second later, maybe two, Gaydon lay on the ground with a bleeding lip, unarmed. Dalen held the boy's sword in hand, not even having drawn his own. He hadn't thought to use his new powers either, not that he'd needed them. He had already found that his fighting instincts were still keen when he had fought Peridon, but now with his body as fit and as strong as it had ever been, light, he was back to being a full Grand High Master of the Sword.
What just happened?"
Gaydon said, dazed from his instantaneous defeat.
"You got what your light-blinded head deserved," Dalen said. "As you challenged me to a duel and lost, I'm keeping your sword. Victor's right and all."
It was the same type of sword as Dalen's, but in far better condition. Dalen threw the old sword to the boy's feet.
"Now go back to your mother."
"But she doesn't respect me. And when I saw you, that you're on your own, all free and being the same age—"
"I am older than you can imagine."
Gaydon flinched again.
"You got me thinking, that's all," he said. I just wants to come with you."
"Look, you want respect? You want to be a man? I get that. But from what I've seen, an immature snot like yourself doesn't deserve any respect. You don't demand respect."
Dalen paused at that comment as a torrent of memories flashed before his eyes, memories where he had forced respect and obedience through violence and brutality. He was such a hypocrite. What right did he have to tell another how to live their life when he had lived his own so poorly? But the truth was the truth, and it condemned him as well as the actions of this whelp. "You're supposed to earn respect," Dalen said, looking back to the boy, "through sweat, hard work, and decency, just like your father. You want to be a man? Then fulfill the responsibility you have to your family and obey your mother while you live under her roof. Trying to leave them like you have, probably without even a word? It's despicable, and proves you're no better than a worm. Your parents are good people, and you should thank the light for that. Do as they say, you little snot, and maybe, just maybe, if the light is gracious, you'll become half as good as them."
The large boy's lip quivered, and he tried to hold back tears.
"Now, as I said before, piss off!"
This time he did thank the light. Dalen sighed to himself and shook his head.
Kids.
He turned and began walking down the road, but noticed off to the side that work had begun for clearing ground for another field. Many trees lay toppled next to their sawn stumps, some having been dragged to the side of the budding paddock.
A laborious process, especially if done without Darkstone automation, of which Dalen saw no sign. "I'll do good where I can," Dalen said to himself as he took off his coat, vest, and shirt. Bare to his waist, Dalen couldn't help noticing that every scar he had ever received still remained, and having been a swordsman his whole life, there were a lot of them. "So I still possess the same body," Dalen said to himself. "Just changed." He noticed that his body was as muscled as it had been in his 30s, not his teens. Restored to its peak strength. Interesting. Folding his clothes on top of one another and placing them on a dry part of the ground, Dalen jumped the ditch that bordered the packed dirt road and onto the grassy field. Channeling all bonds to his strength, Dalen placed himself at the center of mass of a fallen tree, placed one hand over the trunk, the other under, and rolled the entire thing onto his shoulder, lifting it. It didn't seem heavy at all. He smiled giddily at his incredible power. He carried each felled tree from the field one by one. After that, he walked to the nearest stump and punched the grass next to it. Getting his hand under the stump, he pulled. Dalen ripped it up with its adjoining root system with ease. He carried the stump to the same pile as the trunks and repeated the process with each stump until the area was fully cleared. A water barrel sat near the border of the field with some stools and an old fire pit, clearly placed there so Tego could find drink while he worked the field. Dalen dunked his head in it, drinking deeply. He then washed his dirty body. Retrieving his shirt, vest, and coat, he walked topless for a time, letting the sun dry him off before dressing fully. The nearest village was a picturesque little thing nestled within thin woodland next to a small river. Walking by the homes and crossing a bridge, Dalen found the main road that led to the larger town where he could find a coach to the nearest city. After an hour or so, Dalen found himself thinking about different applications of his new powers. "There's clearly more they can do," he said, looking about. Luckily, no one was near. He didn't want people to know that he had these powers just yet, especially considering he wasn't an archknight. Posing as an archon might be a good idea if anyone saw him with his powers, but light, what would the knights do when they learned about him? They'd probably force him to join them so long as they never found out who he really was, which Dalen was already considering. If there was anybody who could teach him about the full extent and limitations of his powers, it was the archknights. But Dalen would join when he wanted to. Walking to the side of the road, Dalen counted the attributes he had enhanced. Strength, speed, mass, sight, hearing, healing, smell, and fortitude. Drawing his sword, Dalen sliced his thumb along the blade. It stung, of course, but pain was something Dalen had gotten very used to over his life. Stacking all his bonds to his body's ability to heal, the cut closed in a matter of seconds. "Fast," he said to himself. "But will it be as fast with worse injuries?" Dalen pulled up the sleeve of his jacket and shirt and drew the sword blade along his forearm, cutting all the way to the bone. He didn't hesitate or flinch at the pain. Blood flowed out, but as soon as he channeled light through his bonds to heal, the large wound closed after 3 seconds, leaving no scar at all. "Oh, this is going to be very useful. I wonder if I could regrow a limb." He shook his head. "It's probably not a good idea to test that." Dalen knew that there had to be a limit to his healing ability, as he had seen archons die. Light, he had killed one himself many years ago, indicating that archons couldn't heal from decapitation. Dalen enhanced his scent. The first bond enhanced it to a huge level, far more than just double, and each subsequent bond seemed to double what the previous enhancement had achieved. With all 4 bonds channeling light into his scent, Dalen could smell that a darkstone-powered wagon bearing craggots and turum beans had passed along the road 2 falls ago. There had been one person who had been driving the wagon who smelled of dirt, oil, and wore cotton clothes. Dalen could smell a man's clothes from 2 falls ago. There were also other scents, new ones that he'd never smelled before, one coming from himself. It smelled sweet, yet soft, and as he breathed in, focusing on the scent, Dalen instinctively realized what it was. Emotion. Dalen was smelling his own emotion. But how can I know that? Yet I do. That smell is curious amazement. These powers, it's like they also give me new instincts. With all bonds channeling light into his scent, Dalen could actually smell emotion. Such discoveries like this only propelled Dalen to find out more. The last time Dalen enhanced his hearing, it hadn't gone so well. But now, with no winds rushing past him, it should work better. One bond doubled the volume of every sound around. The wind passing through the trees, the cracking of the branches, and the soft breathing of some animal behind a tree. Dalen focused on that sound, and as he did so, every other sound faded, to the point that the soft breathing became clear and distinct. A canine-like panting, he discerned. One of those wild dogs Tego mentioned. The clarity was amazing. Dalen picked up a stone and threw it at the tree the dog was hiding behind. The crack spooked the thing, and it scampered away. It was nothing to worry about unless it was part of a pack, and then only if they were particularly hungry. Dalen could hear everything around him, the footsteps of an ant at his feet, the soft voices of Tego and Luciana several kilometers away. Dalen focused on them, and their voices became as clear as if they were speaking right next to him. Judging by the moans of pleasure, he heard that the couple were in the middle of their cleansing ordinance. Okay, that's a mental image I didn't need. Dalen released his bonds and channeled one into his mass to make himself lighter. This first reduction was far greater than just halving his weight. Using two bonds seemed to make him weigh nothing at all, for as soon as the wind picked up, he was picked up, literally. Then a stronger gust of wind blew past him, launching him into the air, where he flew a good 10 meters, flailing uselessly before his clothes pulled him back down and he crashed to the ground. Dalen returned his weight to normal. Okay, that was weird, and with only 2 bonds. 4 bonds might be dangerous and stupid. Dalen smiled to himself. Then it's a good thing I'm stupid. He ran to a wide tree to use as a windshield and channeled 2 bonds, reducing his mass. Then he channeled 1/3, and nothing happened. Dalen shrugged and added 1/4. His clothes fell off. No, his clothes fell through him. He was standing completely naked, half translucent. He was literally see-through. Walking forward, Dalen raised his hands before staring at them in shock. This is very, very weird. Dalen noticed his feet sinking into the ground. No depressions were being made. They were just disappearing into the ground. Light! Dalen screamed, releasing the bonds, and then his feet exploded. His feet literally exploded. A force hit him with such strength that it blew off the rest of his legs. Dirt, blood, flesh, and bone flew in every direction. The rest of Dalen was launched head over heels. Well, his heels were gone, but he spun several times through the air regardless, butt naked and legless, before crashing to the ground, screaming in pain. Without even willing it, Dalen's body sucked in light like he was a drowning man gasping for air and channeled it through every bond inside him toward healing. Dalen groaned in horror at seeing nothing but bloody stumps past his hips, but his fears were replaced with morbid amazement as he watched his legs slowly grow back. It took several minutes for Dalen to find his voice. Now that's a sight. And it answers my question about regrowing limbs. It took about 10 minutes for his legs to grow back completely. Once they had, Dalen wiggled his new toes. Okay, reducing mass past 2 bonds is bad. Very, very bad. Dalen stood and looked at where his feet had exploded. There was a crater in the ground about 4 meters in diameter, dirt and flesh flung all around. Wow, he said, and then began to laugh. This is just too good. Having his feet blown off wasn't at all shocking to him. He had lived too long and seen too much to be shocked by blood or injury. Dalen walked to his clothes and shook off the countless little clumps of dirt and flesh that covered them, wondering at the specifics of what had just happened. It was like he had lost physical interaction. Was that what happened when mass all but disappeared? Dalen could guess why his feet had exploded when he had released his bonds. Matter couldn't occupy the same location as other matter.
Well, I was right. That was stupid, he said, pulling on his pants.
Having finished dressing, he walked back to the road.
So that was reducing my mass. But how heavy can I make myself?
The first bond increased his weight far more than just double, and like everything else, each subsequent bond seemed to double the previous enhancement. At full, the hard-packed road couldn't support his weight, and he sunk up to his ankles. Light he had missed doing in-depth research like this. It reminded him of the months he had spent studying the device he discovered at the center of the floating isles.
I'd better hold off making myself this heavy when on softer ground, Dalen said, looking at his sunken feet. He must have weighed over 5 tons.
Dalen released his bonds and stepped out of the holes his feet had made. The more he delved into how his powers worked, the more he figured out. Still, Dalen had seen Archknights cast lightning from their hands and control the wind. Maybe he could do such things, and maybe he couldn't. The only way to find out was to keep testing. Putting on his boots and standing, Dalen clapped his hands together and rubbed them back and forth, smiling in delight.
All right, what's next?